Michael, you can never control the weather, but as far as I was concerned, you were set for your first one-day 100 there. You didn't look troubled, you'd batted well, and suddenly it's taken away from you.
But more concerned, I think they were in a very, very good position to win that game, and it's not quite what we needed with the points deduction and things we could have done with getting up and running. But as you say, it's not to be, and we can't control it. So we played very good cricket for 2.5 hours that we were out there, so we've got to be pleased with that.
Yeah. It was a nice aggressive approach from you and Keaton Jennings, punishing the bad ball, playing some nice cover drives, some nice late cuts as well.
Our plan was to run them ragged. It's such a big field.
Yeah, we were considering this in the commentary, suggesting how fast you were between the stumps and how fit the two of you looked. There was one point where you ran a four, wasn't it?
Ironically, I've just signed up to my first Great North run, so that was good fitness for me today without realising it, I think. And Keats is always fit as a fiddle, so he's keeping me on my toes.
You were in a strong position. From a personal point of view, though, that 100 was nearly there, wasn't it? You were probably, I don't know, maybe another over away from actually getting past the line.
Well, it was there for the taking. I think the Derby boys are winding me up a little bit about that, saying it's not looking good. Obviously, they've looked at the forecast and whatnot. I actually tried to push that to the back of my mind. I think I played my innings with a nice tempo, and if it did come, it did come. I think if I had 50 overs, you know, I think we were set for a big total, whether it was me getting the runs or the next man in. So it wasn't, as you say, it was nicely set up, but it wasn't to be. So I'm sure I'll get a few more opportunities.
You looked in decent nick when we were down at Gloucester this week. You got a half century there, and then the second innings was a bit of a run chase. It was either going to come off or it wasn't. I think Durham tried to have a go and then decided to weigh anchor in the end for a bit of damage limitation. The first game here, clearly you were a bit nervy, but you've looked like two different players already this season.
Yeah, it's funny. I've been 100, then looked miserably out of form against Notts, and then actually did okay in a second team game just to get some time in the middle, and that sort of almost just freed me up a little bit. And then, as you say, even in the second innings at Gloucester, I thought I hit the ball really nicely, and obviously we had to just keep going, and I gave it away really, but I was going to sort of a runner ball and felt in good nick, and then I just tried to take that into today. And even though it was a red ball game, it felt like a white ball format, so it was almost like a dress rehearsal.
Do you think sometimes you can come out of these dressing rooms and down these steps onto that pitch with the weight of the world on your head? They often go on about the biggest distance in sport between the ears, particularly in golf. But you know, sometimes you can put too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah, I think pressure is a massive thing. I'm just trying to enjoy myself now, and it seems to be paying off. I'm sure there is pressure. We are in a professional environment. We have lost some great performers, and we do need to make runs. So there is pressure, but as you say, the more you enjoy it, the more chance you've got succeeding. So it's so far so good.
And it's a smaller squad this year. You mentioned some key departures in the winter. You're one of the older heads now, aren't you? Even though you still may feel young, you're one of the sort of senior pros on the side now.
Yes, I like being an experienced campaigner. I hope I don't turn grumpy overnight.
That comes in your 40s.
Yeah. No, I'm enjoying it. I just, the new guys are sort of Cameron Steele, and sort of off the top of my head, I can't really think of who else is brand new, but I just like to try and make them feel as easy as they can, and maybe host a few things at my house. We've had Stephen Cook over for some food, etc., and things. So just trying to create that environment where everyone feels comfortable.
Yeah. You've got a lot of travelling to do in the next 16 days or so in this competition, 8 games in a row. You play Warwickshire, we're away on Bank Holiday Monday. I think the last two times you've played Warwickshire, it's been up here and it's been at South Northumberland, so different set of circumstances this time.
Yeah, so we go to Warwickshire, their ground. It's usually quite a good pitch, and they're a very good one-day unit. So I think that's about playing good cricket for long periods of time. They've shown us that in the past at times with Trott and Hayne. I think did really well last year in Ambrose. But we've also actually come up with some good wins against them. I know that was at South North, but hopefully we can put that into practice at Edgbaston.
Yeah, and the sooner you've got this deficit wiped away, you're 1 point towards it, the better.
Yeah, we're 1 point towards it. I think it has been a bit of a kick in the teeth, but we can't look too far ahead. The season's so long, and we just got to keep playing the cricket that we are.